It doesn't matter if it's a preseason game, scrimmage. You know, I don't like to lose. And, you know, losing is always tough, but it's better to lose now than, you know, to get down the road and lose, you know, when it can really, you know, when it really have effect on your emotions, really have effect on your teammates. So, you know, I'd never like to lose, but losing now is it gives us a baseline, you know, where we should go from here. You know, we always know we're not completely where we're at, but, you know, get back in the lab, you know, take it one day at a time. And I think if we could do that, we'd definitely end up being a team we want to be.
You know, we put the ball on the ground and, you know, we don't get it back. You know, I think feel like we're beating ourselves. So, you know, it's putting ourselves in a bad situation, especially when they go down and score. And it's just like they pin up points and we're just turning it over.
Hillman takes the handoff into the end zone, and he fumbles the football, and Seattle has it, and this is a live ball, and this is going to be a Seattle touchdown.
You know, I thought I was over the goal line, but, you know, anytime anything come loose, you know, you just don't want to, you know, have it picked up by anybody else. But, you know, I should have held on to the ball and, you know, just work on the next week. You know, it gets a little frustrating not to score, or, you know, but I think we did a couple good things, but we had a lot of bad things. So, you know, that's what it's for, just to get all the bad things out the way and, you know, just come back next week and, you know, continue to build on what we've done.
I think just the attention to detail and everybody just being on the same page and being where we're supposed to be and doing their assignments and be on top of all that stuff are the main things. But the number one thing is going to be the turnovers, so make sure we're on top of that. I mean, I think, you know, I don't think you look into the score too much. But, you know, obviously we didn't play the way we wanted to today. And you know, it's going to be one of those situations where you're glad it's a preseason. And, you know, able to correct some things and move on to next week.
Yeah, it was extremely difficult. You know, big, tough guy. We got in the middle. You know, he's always been a, you know, the rock for us. We've been able to see him go down. You know, it was tough, but, you know, we're going to hear some good stuff, you know, about his progress and stuff. You know, it wasn't as bad as it looked. You know, any injury is always bad. But, you know, we've been hearing some good stuff about him. I think, you know, he's going to be all right.
It's real tough, especially when you come with, what, I think it's 90 guys and leave 89. So, you know, it's real tough. But, you know, that's the game we play, and that's the life we chose. So, you know, injury comes with the game, and we just got to keep working. So, he'll be fine. He'll be back with us. And for the meanwhile, the guys behind him just got to step up and get their stuff together so we can keep pushing forward.
What happened at the latest one, the arrest? Did they talk to you again? Did you talk to them? What happened after that one?
I mean, it was just me. It was something I should have taken care of a long, long time ago. I take full responsibility for it. Traffic ticket. I'm not making, you know, any excuses for it. It's something I should have took care of a long, long time ago, and I shouldn't have let it become a distraction like it was. I got a locker room filled with great teammates, great guys, you know, who had my back throughout all this stuff. You know, Wesley Woodyard. You know, Champ Bailey, all those guys have been great, and that's just two of them. Every guy in the locker room, you know, Peyton, all those guys have been great, and you know it's easy to come to work, it's easy to go to practice and just be yourself.